Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Final hour, last hour of the Outdoor Show already. On this Open Line Fun Sunday, I'm your host, Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Hi, everybody. It's Johnny B.
What's up, man?
Oh, you know, having a big old time here in the copper smoke-filled studios. We're no longer the Twin Peaks Studios. I'm just kidding, guys. Yeah, we're still in the Twin Peaks Studios.
That's true. Oh, man. Oh, goodness.
Well, I might have to go see my doctor.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm going to claim a big, fat workers' comp paycheck.
There you go. Get it on, baby. All right. Well, cool. That national anthem, we play that every Saturday and Sunday in the 6 o'clock hour, the beginning of it, for all our wonderful people that make this country so great, like our troops and, hey, our law enforcement, all you guys just, hey, keep up the good work. We appreciate each and every one of you. All right. Real quick, before we get back to our phone lines, we do have some available. Give us a call. You got a good story for us or whatever. You want to talk turkey, talk tackle, talk guns, whatever. You know, this is the Outdoor Show. Let's do it. 713-572-4610. All right, right now, 22 nautical miles east of Galveston. That buoy out there is showing a north wind at 20, gusting to 25. That's the present time. Some of these gusts are up around 30 miles per hour. And then Eagle Point, we have a north-northwest wind at 13, gusting to 18. Morgan's Point is northwest, 13, gusting to 20. And all our water temperatures are well into the mid-60s, and hopefully we can get a pretty good drop out of those and get our water back down in the 50s and get us another good bite ahead of us this week. So, but anyway, let's get back to our phone lines. Who's up next here? We have Jason. He wants to talk about crappie fishing. Jason, good morning.
Well, good morning, Captain Mick. How you doing?
I'm good, sir. Thanks for asking. How are you, my friend?
Rolling down 59, getting ready to go meet my customers and go whack on these crappie a little bit more.
Meet your customers. Are you a guide?
Yes, sir. I am. Oh. I usually talk to you on Facebook about Astros. We can't do that anymore, so I figured I'd...
No,
Captain Tony Gonzalez has been wearing me out.
Hey,
to call
man.
In on Sunday,
yeah.
So I figured I would. Man, I tell you what, if anybody wants to go get on some crappie right now, they're starting to move into the creeks pretty good. A lot of little fish, but some really good ones, too. I've been bouncing back and forth between Kickapoo on Livingston, north end of Conroe, and I'm heading actually to Rayburn this morning up on the Angelina.
Right.
But, man, I took a couple weeks off to go deer hunting up in Michigan and got back and back in the groove. And say Tony's been wearing me out to call in, so I figured I'd...
Heck yeah, man. You're always welcome. I need a good, reliable Livingston report up there, man.
Well, I'm not always on Livingston.
Well, yeah, but any of the lakes, it's good to hear.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I hear you. Now, the fishing is good. The crappie, the white bass are also starting to kind of make their move up the creek a little bit, too, which my customers aren't wanting, they like to catch them crappie, so... hadn't missed a limit in the last 9 days, so
awesome.
we're doing pretty good. Fish are sitting in about anywhere from 20 to up to 6 foot of water.
Yeah.
I'm a jig fisherman, but my customers, it makes it easier. You know how it is sometimes. You got to kind of make it easy on your customers, and they like throwing the minnow. So
yeah.
I do have plenty of like the jig fish too, but the jigs have been really good. Fish are sitting in about 10 to 12 foot of water, in that deeper water. and I have the Garmin live scope. So it's unbelievable the amount of fish that are in those creeks. I'm talking about from the bottom to 6 foot solid fish just moving into the creek. It's ridiculous.
Wow.
So I was going to say, if anybody was looking to go catch crappie, they're out there and they're ready for the taking, that's for sure.
Well, you know, I talked to Harry Detant briefly yesterday over at Penwall, and he mentioned that some really nice crappie are starting to show up. The bite's kind of on up there at Kickapoo and all that area. And he said a lot of guys are catching some nice fish.
Right. You got to weed through a lot of small fish this time of year, but once that weather, give me some 40 degrees for about a month, and I'll take it. The colder the water gets, the better the bite is on the crappie, that's for sure.
I'm
tired of wearing shorts and 80 degree temperatures in November.
It is crazy. It started out like we were going to have a bad winter. You know, remember that first front in early November? Golly, I thought, boy, we're going to have a bad winter this year.
I know. I was hoping the same thing, and I left on the 10th to go up to Michigan for 2 weeks, and I came back, and it was in the 80s. I left there, it was in the 20s, and it was the 80s when I got here, and this ain't worth the crap.
Did you shoot a good deer up there? Did you shoot anything?
I shot a decent 10. I mean, where I hunt up in, I hunt in northeast Michigan, it's kind of like, you know, you don't have, the horns aren't gigantic, but I mean, the deer was right at 130, but it field dressed 266 pounds, so.
Good Lord.
Yeah, it's big body deer, but the horns aren't so great. Texas got them whipped all day long on the horns.
Yeah.
But it's a good time. Always a bunch of friends of mine always go up there every year. Buddy Michael Crosby, him and his son drive up and bring taxidermy up to our friend up there. So we make a couple weeks out of it.
Well, that's good to get away like that. Heck yeah, man.
Well, one of these days when you get out of Baytown over there, you need to come jump in the boat and go catch a few.
Hey, I'm ready and willing, baby. I can get some time off and get caught up around here. You can bet on that. It's good to know I got somebody like you now I can depend on to get a first-hand report up there. You know, I knew Simon Cosper, and he, you know, I went fishing with him once up there, and he kind of kept me in touch with what was going on with the crappie and black bass and catfish and white bass. And unfortunately, he decided to get out of the guide business and get a real job and raise a family, grow up, so to speak.
I want to get out of it all the time.
you can't. You know, I'm with you. I went through that for over 40 years doing it, and it's just who you are and how you can make do. It's tough. It's a tough living. Everybody thinks it's, you know, a bed of roses, but boy, we go through some tough times.
I'm telling you, there's times that'll make your knees buckle, that's for sure. When you run 10 or 12 days in a row, and then all of a sudden you don't have anything on the books for a week or 10 days, and you're like, man, come on.
Yeah, or you
but
get, you
keep
know,
on, and, keep on rolling.
In Livingston, it made it tough on you guys with all that water flowing through there
for
5 years of flooding, man.
Actually, this year, I hardly fished any of Livingston this year because it was just so bad. So many small fish. Uh-huh. Now, I don't know what happened to all the fish, but they're not there. I mean, they weren't there last. There are going to be some fish there this spring, but last summer, they just were not there. I don't know what happened, if they blew out over the lake and all the way down to Trinity Bay or wherever they're at, but they weren't in the lake. And I actually moved over to Somerville for a month or so, just because the bite was so good. You know, people don't mind, you know, a lot of people come out of Houston, they don't mind driving that hour over to Somerville.
No, not at all.
Unfortunately, I'm in Humble, which is an hour and 45 minutes from there, but, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
Well, sure, yeah, and at least you're willing to travel and fish around and go where the fish are, man. That's what you got to do these days. You got to be able to be, you got to be mobile.
Well, I'm picking up my customers in Livingston if I tell you how much I'm ready to take trips. I was going to say, I'll try to do a better job of giving you a call on Sundays, and I'll throw out my number. And it's JM Fishing Guide Service. It's on Facebook. You can find me there. And if you want to get in touch with me, my number is 713 775-4189.
And Jason, what's your last name?
Mahala.
Yeah, Jason Mahala. Yeah. Heck yeah,
yes,
man.
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. So, well, hey, it's good hearing from you, and I wish you the best of luck today, and stay in touch. Good deal,
you,
bud.
You too, sir. Y'all have a good one. Take care.
Okay, Jason. See you, man. Take care. All right. It's good to hear from him. Been friends with him on Facebook for a while. Well, he's heavy-duty Astros fan like myself. So, but all right, phone lines are available. Next up after the break, we'll have David to go to. But give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. 713-572-4610. Give us a call, and we'll get you hooked up and ready to roll. Just give old Johnny B a call.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It is 618 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's get back to our phone lines. Let me give that number out real quick, 713-572-4610. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you on this Sunday morning. All right, next up, let's go to David. David, good morning. You are on the Outdoor Show.
Good morning, Mickey. How's it going?
Good morning.
Yes, sir. I was going to give you all the waterfowl report on the west side of Houston.
All right, let's hear it, man. What's going on over there?
It's not much. That's the main thing. It's not much been going on this last week. That last front pushed a lot of our birds way south.
Yeah.
I mean, down past Corpus Christi areas where most of them went to. We always hope for the south wind to push them back up, and get them back up on the coast, from the coast up here on the prairies. Just hadn't worked yet. But today is the closing day of the first split. It won't reopen until the 14th of December. We'll see what happens today. It was a little slow yesterday. I mean, the duck numbers have really just plummeted to nothing.
If they
got a few, that was, they done real good. It was the last weekend. Arkansas, North Louisiana, and all that started their duck seasons, and we're hoping that made a push a little bit there, and they're shooting them again this weekend. It'll make a little bit of push during our split to get them down to us. That's what we're hoping for. Geese are still around. They're down by Bay City, out west of El Campo, and a few up around Eagle Lake, not as many as there had been.
Yeah.
So it's just been real slow this past week. But
well, maybe it is time for a little break and a rest on them, get them built back up again, hope for a better, opener on that next half.
All right, well, it always does this. We always get this lull here right around the time of our break, and usually opening day again is pretty good. We will see what happens this year.
Yeah, all the good hunts I'm hearing about right now are, down along the bay hunters and in the deep coastal marsh. That's where I'm hearing the best hunts going on right now.
Right, yeah, that's what happened. That north wind pushed them way off into the marshes, and they just haven't moved back up.
Right.
Some people like the north wind. I don't. That's just my preference. It's enough to get the birds here, but then quit blowing, quit taking all of our water out of our prairies and put that cool, dry air and get that southern air blowing, keeps the birds up off the coast, keeps them up on the prairies, and it's usually a lot better shooting for waterfowl hunting.
You know what I've seen early this year as far as, birds that migrate, Man, the robin showed up around my area about 3 or 4 days ago. I got home from the show yesterday morning. My backyard was just loaded with robins. And you usually don't see that till, you know, the Christmas holidays, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, but that's early.
Got a pretty good wave of them in early, man. That was kind of strange to see. I've never seen them show up that many numbers. You know, you'll get stragglers, a few early ones, but not that many, you know, hundreds of them like that. I couldn't believe what I saw this week.
Yes, sir. Well, maybe it would it'll means we're going to get another push of birds here pretty soon for the opener.
Hopefully
we've
so.
Always dreamed down, sir.
I said, hopefully so. You know, they'll get some real cold weather up there and freeze a lot of that water over, and they've got to come to the coast, you know, come on down south.
Right. We haven't seen no real major freezes since the early 90s that we've had. It's a dream down here. It's not that we wish anything bad to anybody else, but all the way to Buffalo, Texas, if it would just freeze solid for about 2 weeks with about 2 foot of snow from there north, we'd have every bird in the United States down here, just one.
That's right.
Hey, it costs the same to dream big as it does little, buddy.
Well, sure it does. And, boy, I remember in 83, that was probably the most unbelievable amount of ducks I've seen on the coast in my lifetime. You know, when we had the infamous 12 days of Christmas when it froze for 12 days down here on the coast, and there was literally no open water anywhere, and the birds were just flying around in a panic, going crazy, looking for any kind of water to sit down on. And I remember they'd come into the spreads, and they'd just slide on their butts across that ice. It was just, I'd never seen anything like that. Just look in the sky, and there's just, and actually I knew some people down on the beachfront that they couldn't believe the amount of birds that were sitting on the gulf, you know, along the beachfront, just to have water to sit down on. Crazy.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it'd be nice to, you know, history always repeats itself, and it'd be nice to get not quite that bad, but, you know, something similar to it anyway.
Yeah. We don't want help. I don't want to see anything that bad and kill all our fish again, man. We've had enough problems with floods and everything else. We're trying to rebuild again, but for the waterfowl hunters, if it get cold like that above us, what you were talking about is, you know, game on then, bud.
Sure. But again, we don't need to kill all the fish off like we've had in these freezes before. That doesn't help us get stuck hunting to go fishing later.
I'm telling you.
We're multiple outdoorsmen. We don't
just
do one thing. We do many things. That's where all the money keeps going to.
Right.
You know, we go from shotguns and decoys to deer rifles during the split. Then we jump back in and say, oh, well, the hunting season's over after extended snow goose season. Then we'll grab all the poles and head off to the coast to do some
saltwater. Now we're going fishing.
Yep. It's always something going on. That's the thing about Texas. We always have something to go do in the outdoors.
Yes, we do. The great state of Texas.
Yes, there's no place like it.
Well, I'm sorry your hunting slowed up a little bit up there, but, hey, it's the way it is. Can't do anything about it.
No, sir, you can't. It's kind of like going deer hunting. You go out there and sit in a deer stand. You may not see a deer, and you may see one. You just don't know. But the camaraderie that goes on in the duck blinds is what makes the hunt. Just sharing the outdoors with people and, you know, where you get to talk, and all of a sudden it's, hey, here comes something.
Yeah.
Here comes something. You know, that's when you got to be quiet. But it's always fun to share the duck blinds and things like that with other fellow hunters.
Well, David, if somebody wants to call you about your hunting club and everything, give them some info how people can get in touch with you or check it out.
You can catch us on the website at ricelandwaterfowlclub.com, or you can call us at 936-827-2413. We're always happy to talk to you about anything related to duck hunting.
All right, David. Hey, it's always good to hear from you, man. Thanks for the update, and good luck. Happy hunting.
Yes, sir.
All right,
yes,
buddy.
Sir.
All right, see you, man. Take care. All right, that's David with Rice Land. Now let's go to Melinda's up next. Melinda, good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show.
Yes, Mickey.
Yes.
I was wondering if you could help me find something.
Okay.
Okay, you know where Zavala is on 147?
Yeah.
Like you're going to Sam Rayburn?
Yeah.
Right. There's a store there it's a store and a barbecue place, and they got some little cabins, but I don't know the name of the place.
Oh, goodness gracious. I'm lost for words on the name. I know right where you're talking about.
Yeah, and they got little cabins there, and I was going to call and find out how much the little cabins are, and I forgot the name of the place when I went by there.
Oh, goodness. Well, maybe a listener will know, and they can call in and tell us. I know okay. Exactly where you're talking about. I go through there every time I go up to fish with Will. And,
yeah.
I cut right through there to go across the bridge and to the other side of the lake over to Broadus. Mm-hmm.
Well, see, I've never been there, and we went on vacation here a while back. My husband took me to see Sam Rayburn, and we stopped at the little store, and she said something about some cabins. And I didn't even think I asked her then, you know.
Yeah, you know, and across the lake, you know, where it brought us, you go down and you can go, once you get to Broadus, take a ride and run down the backside of the lake there. There's a real nice Powell Park Marina and everything there that they have nice cabins and stuff to rent.
Yeah, we seen that, but we was trying to, like, stay in a little big cabin and then go fish on the same boat. We never got to fish there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, well, we listen to your show every morning.
Well, good deal. And maybe somebody out there listening, a listener, will know what you're talking about, and they'll call in.
Okay, well, if you hear something, I'll give you my phone number, and you can give me a call and let me know.
Okay, let me have that phone
number. He said, I don't. I'm using somebody else's phone.
Okay.
I'll just call you, or I'll listen and see, you know, what's going on.
We'll see if we can find out the name of that place for you.
Or just put it, I look at your Facebook and your email and stuff.
Okay.
So if you find out, just put it on there, and I'll look for it on the show and everything.
Okay, very good. All right.
All right, Mickey. You have a good one.
Hey, you bet. You too. Thanks for the call.
You have a good one. Bye-bye.
All right, see you. All right. Okay, who's up next here? We got Guitar Dave. Dave, what's up?
Hey, Cap. Hey, Cap Mick.
What's
up, man? Man, it's feeling good out here this morning, man. Real good.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, really nice. I bet you deer hunters are having had a field day with it. No, I was listening to you earlier, and when you're talking about, everything that a guide has to do to get ready and all that, I think it would blog says, yeah, the boat ride is $700. You know, yeah, the fishing part kind of is free. It's just cheaping up all your equipment and yesterday I heard you talking about when you had that fire. I remember you talking about that before. And I remember my battery got hot like that one time on the boat that I had back in the 80s. But, you always got to be prepared to meet the challenge and keep up your equipment, you know, and everything. And that's pretty much the most of the job, you know, getting ready and tearing down, setting up and tearing down pretty much.
Yeah.
But, how'd your turkey come out?
Excellent. Everything was good. Brisket,
good
turkey, the ham, I mean, all of it. It was, I couldn't ask for anything better.
Yeah. Yeah, I did the rounds. I was at my older brother's, and then I went to one of the other posts over there on Alba, the American Legion on Alba, and they had a dinner over there, and then I went and seen one of our one of the veterans that his wife passed away here last week, a couple of weeks ago, as a matter of fact. And so I went and checked on him and everything, so making my rounds, doing what I got to do, and still hanging in here, Captain. So,
well, that's good.
Listening to the show and enjoying it, man. And, hey, I can't get a boy. I heard y'all talking about the crappie. Oh, man. Where's Kelly from Conroe when we need him?
He's lurking out there. He's getting ready to do his thing.
Yeah, and I probably know exactly where he is up there if he's around Conroe, you know. So he's got a kayak, don't he?
Yeah, he gets up in them backwaters and in that shallow water in January and February and catches those big old saddle blankets.
Yeah. Oh, and then that's another thing I was thinking, because as many times, like Barry Powell and different guys that I fish with, they was always Christmas Day, we're going to fishing on Christmas Day, you know, and or around Christmas time to get the big speckled trout. So, you know, I know that's always y'all know all the timing on that and how when the big ones there and
no doubt.
Yeah, and the pencils and the big ones, you know, so, but anyway. All right, well, I got up a little bit late this morning, but I'm over here feeding the dog right now. I'm going to get over here, see if I can get that parking lot wrangled around, and I'll be done for the day then.
All right, Dave. Well, stay safe out there.
Yeah, yes, sir. Yeah, and I, if you do see a police officer, firefighter, one of our veterans or somebody, man, shake their hand and thank them for what they do for us, man, because it's a lot, just like setting up and tearing down. You know, it's a lot of stuff behind the scenes, but when they're there, they may only be there for a short while, but they're getting ready to come help you all the time, every day. You know,
no doubt. So.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, Dave, see you, buddy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right.
Thanks.
Have a nice cool run in the morning. Hopefully the winds will lay down for them. Make it look tough running into a 35-mile-per-hour headwind.
Well, if you want to hunt and fish in Texas, you better listen to the Outdoor Show. We'll tell you where to go and what to throw. When the tide gets high, and which way the wind's gonna blow. If you want to hunt and fish in Texas, you better listen to the Outdoor Show.
Bad enough in your truck, much less on your feet. I'm used to it in the boat. Your old skin's just wrinkling. And, yeah, and then when you start getting that, what they call it, turkey neck, then you really feel that flapping around. All right, let's go to Will Kirkpatrick. He knows about turkey neck.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Open Line Fun Sunday. Phone lines are available. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. 713-572-4610. You know, we had Melinda call in earlier wanting to know about the cabins up there on Rayburn and there at Zavala area where there was a barbecue place and all. And we're fixing to see if we can find out about them. We have a caller named Sammy. Sammy, good morning. What is up?
Good morning, Mickey. How you doing?
I'm good, sir. Thanks for asking. How are you?
Pretty good. As you go across the bridge where she's talking about, there's only two places, and that's Rambling Rose and Jackson Hill Marina.
Right.
So I'm not sure which one she's looking for, but Rambling Rose is the name of the campground. They have trailers and cabins and stuff for rent. And then Jackson Hill's also got campsites and cabins.
Okay, that's when you go across the 147 bridge.
Correct. When you're coming from Zavala to Broadus, when you cross the bridge, that's the only two that you've got all the way into Broadus.
Right. And she was talking about a barbecue place there, too. And
I'm not sure if it's at Ramblin' Rose or Jackson Hill. I know they both have – Jackson Hill has a store. I haven't fished Jackson Hill in years, but I know they've got all kind of facilities down there. It seems like there is a barbecue place. I'm not 100% sure on that, but
well, I think
like
there's a barbecue place right there in Broadus, isn't there? On the left,
yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
I'm trying to place where it's at. I know I've seen it. I go up there all the time. I've got buddies that live up there and everything. And that's the way I go when I go to my sister's. But the only thing I could think of that she's talking about without going into Broadus is going to be Rambling Rose or Jackson Hill.
Yeah, I got you.
So, but as far as going all the way into town, there's a little places, but that's all trailer spots right there in Broadus.
Right.
And it's right by the B&B, mm-hmm. right there on the corner, 83 and 146. So, but I can't place anything. Actually, as far as cabins, there's nothing between Jackson Hill and the other side of Broadus.
Right. None that I know of.
No,
until you get way on down, what is it, 86, 87? What's that road that goes down to Powell Park? You turn right there.
That's
in Broadus.
83. Yeah,
83, you turn that's 83. 83. Yeah.
Yeah, you take 83 and then you go out, but it's 5 miles before you get to I forget the name of it. Harvey Creek.
Yeah, Harvey Creek's about 5 miles, yeah. And then you know, yep. farther down you got
then you come across Powell Park and yeah. San Augustine Park. There's three or four of them down in there, but it's like San Augustine Park's almost all the way into Pineland.
Right, it's way down there by Pineland, yes,
yeah.
sir.
Yeah.
All right, but, man.
I'm pretty sure she's looking for either the Ramblin' Rose or Jackson Hill.
Yep, Ramblin' Rose.
Correct.
Who was that singer that sang that song back in the day? That's an old song.
Yeah.
Ramblin' Rose.
I don't remember. My memory's not real good anymore.
Well, it's at the tip of my tongue. I'll think of it in a minute. But well, cool, Sammy. Thanks for the info. Maybe that'll help her out, and she can get some more info that way.
Well, I hope so. Thank you much, Captain Mickey.
Hey, you have a good day. All right, Sammy. See you, man. Thank you. All right. Okay. Let's see. We're getting caught up here. We got Cody up next, but give us a call, 713-572-4610. This is our last segment of the Open Line Fun Sunday today. Cody, you're on the Outdoor Show. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Captain Mickey. How are you, sir?
I couldn't be better. How are you?
Oh, I'm great, man. Truly blessed. Truly blessed.
Well, we all are.
You hear me okay on this phone?
Yes, everything's fine.
Yeah, I went up to Dimebox, Texas, in Lee County. They had that four-day doe season, you know, and I was taking my 11-year-old. We left Thursday after eating stuffing ourselves. I got me a nap in, and we rolled up, and, man, deer everywhere. I mean, just running, fur flying. They're in full rut with that warm front slash whatever it was.
Right.
I mean, you can't shoot them deer when they running like that. They can cover some ground, Jim.
Yeah, they can, buddy.
So, we were up there, and I got home late yesterday, and I was sitting there thinking a friend of mine stopped by, and he had, that radiation and chemo for the throat, whatever, and he's cancer-free now, but he's having a hard time eating. And I said, man, you know what? I never did hear how you did cook that oyster stew, but I think it might be something, you know, easy on his throat.
Oh, it would be if he likes something like that. Now if he's on any kind of diet, it's not a dietary type meal, but it sure is good. I'm trying to remember how to make that. You got to have tarragon leaves, you know, you got to sprinkle in there after you get your stew going, but naturally good oysters. You use half and half milk, and then pure whipping cream in there too. Stir it in and season it accordingly. And man, I've got it all written down. I hadn't cooked any in several years. I used to make it all the time for Mickey Ray and his friends. They used to love it. And back then, you know, oysters were plentiful. They're not as scarce and expensive as they are right now. And
It sure sounds good.
It is good, man. You can sit down and get you some of those oyster crackers and sprinkle them in there and make a heck of a meal out of it. It's really good, man.
Yeah.
And it'll stick to your ribs. That's a good good bowl of that before you make an afternoon cold fishing trip or something. Eat some of that for lunch, and it'll stick with you all the way to dark.
It sure sounds good.
Yeah, it is.
I made a run at my first turducken from scratch this Thanksgiving. It turned out like it was supposed to. I was surprised.
Really?
So I'm in the cooking right now, and I thought, dadgum, that might be something he could eat if I just figured out how to make it.
Yeah, if he's got, esophageal problems like that, that would be real easy for him to eat. And if he doesn't chew those oysters up good, they shrink down real small anyway when you cook them like that. And even if he didn't chew one good, it'll slide on down the down the chute. You know how them oysters are.
Yep. I've always eaten them fresh, but like I said, I it sounded good this time of year.
It is, especially if we can get some cold weather, and some gumbo sounds
about
good
robins
too.
Coming down. You talked about the robins, man. I said that about 2 weeks ago. Where is all these robins coming from all this early?
Yeah, they've made it to the coast around my house very early. I mean, I couldn't believe what I saw. I heard them, and I went outside and got to looking, and I said, man, look at all the robins in the trees. And that was the first day, and then they just keep getting thicker and stronger each day goes by. I'm going, man, it sure is early for them. Usually I remember ever since I was a kid, usually the Christmas holidays when you're out of school is when they start really showing up thick, through New Year's.
Oh, yeah.
A little early.
Good to hear your voice, Mickey.
Hey, you bet, Cody. All right, my friend. You take care, bud.
All right, see you.
All right, later. All right, that was Cody talking about going hunting in dime box. All right, let's go to Charlie next. Charlie, good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show. What's up?
Good morning, Nick. Just giving you a fishing report from Pocono down here in Corpus.
Heck yeah, there, man. What's going on down there, man?
A lot of trout.
Atta boy.
I went fishing the other day. Must have caught 30. I called through them and caught, kept the biggest ones, but there's a lot of trout down there. There's a lot of small ones, but still a lot of nice ones you throw through.
Well, that's good sign we got all these small fish. I'm hearing that everywhere from Baffin all the way up here. There's a lot of juvenile fish, so
yeah,
reproduction is working.
I was getting plenty of fish, and a couple of them trout I kept by, and a couple of them had little trout in them. That's the best I could say. They were half digested, but I mean, a buddy of mine was sitting there looking at it. He said, man, that's a trout. they were small, but two of them, I swear, it looked like it had trout in it. But I've never seen that before. I've seen some weird things in fish. I've seen a mouse that lived fish one time, but
a mouse and a redfish?
Yes, sir. So it did.
The strangest thing I ever saw in a trout belly, you never hear about it. It's real uncommon. I cleaned a trout one time. It had three crawfish in its belly. And I caught him way in the deep end of Trinity Bay back in the day, and you could tell he'd been up in that marsh. And he had three decomposed crawfish in his stomach.
See, they'll eat anything get hungry enough.
Well, sure they will. When bait may be scarce on those fish that you're catching, there's probably not a lot of, because you'll be able to tell when you clean one, even though it's decomposed in there, if it's a mullet, it'll have a forked tail on it, and then the head will be, rounded and different than a trout head. You can usually tell with that trout head, and it'll be all white and decomposed, but it'll have that good square tail in the back, so. That doesn't surprise me at all.
That's what we was looking at. That's square tail. And by God, we kept saying, it could be a croaker. No, it wasn't a croaker. It was long and skinny like a trout would be.
I guarantee that's what it was. It'd be either a speck or a sand trout. You bet.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Anyway, Nick, I just thought I'd call and give you a fishing report and see what's going on. I had to play that small ball again, so.
Well, that's
kind of windy for that.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty breezy this morning. I've been checking on the wind. We've been getting some gusts anywhere from 27 to 30 up this way. So it's a pretty good little blow there. How's Rockport shaping up? Is that town coming back pretty good?
Yeah, Yeah, real good. They're in good shape. I mean, you can't even hardly tell that that storm went through there. But I mean,
that's awesome.
Mickey, after that, it was, I mean, you know, I went up there to Buddy Mines. He lives there in Rockport. That's the one I go fishing with at Tocano all the time. And this place is, well, me and my wife pulled up there, and my wife started crying. It was bad. I mean, he lost, you know, he's got about 4 acres there, and he lost half of his oak trees.
Oh, Lord.
He said he never heard anything like it.
Did he ride it out?
Yeah, he rode it out. He had, you know, he's got animals there, chickens and rabbits and stuff.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, and he called me that Friday night. I was in Austin. He called me. He said, I tell you what, buddy, it's going to be a good one. He's telling me that he could hear the mesquite trees snapping out there in his yard. And I said, what? And he told me, if I don't talk to you again, it's been nice knowing you. Then it went blank.
Boy, don't you hate to get a phone call like that, man.
That scared me to death, boy. And of course, couldn't get a hold of him after that. It took me about 4 or 5 days before I could get a hold of him. That's when I pulled into his yard, me and my wife over there.
Golly.
It was terrible.
Well, you know, if people had never rode out a storm like that, and that's the most horrifying sound in the world is hearing them trees snapping like that.
You ain't kidding.
And then debris blowing through the air.
I when I was a kid, but, man, that was a bad one. I could hear them old 16-penny nails pulling loose in that old wooden house I was in.
Ooh, Lord.
Blew our garage in, but that was all it did. But it's, man, it scared me. I'll never go through another one. Ever.
No, I rode my one out, and it's too easy to board up and leave. It really is.
That's right, boy. Yeah.
It ain't worth it, man.
Yeah, that kind of thing there makes you get religious real quick.
Yeah. If you're not religious, you'll be praying on the way out.
You will be. I promise you, you will be. All right, Mickey, I'm going to get off the road here. So,
Charlie, good to hear from you, man. Glad you're catching some fish, bud.
All right, see you later.
All right, take care. All right. Well, that looks like about it. That was our last caller for the day. We got about a minute or so left, but riding those storms out, it's I know a guy that he stayed for Alicia out there on Trinity Bay where I live, and him and his wife, and we tried to get him to go with us. I mean, it wasn't like they didn't have anywhere to go, but they wanted to stay, and we all left. Who sang that, Johnny B?
Nat King Cole.
Nat King Cole, that was it. Unbelievable. Well, that's a good way to wrap her up. That's some old school stuff. Anyway. Well, folks, thanks for tuning into the Outdoor Show. We love what we do here, and anything we can do for the outdoor community, it's all great. Great bunch of people that stick together in the outdoor community, and we're going to be back next Thursday morning, believe it or not, right here, bright and early at 4 a.m., Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.